Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
As it is Monday, as it is 3:40, let's get to Quick Hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
While we have had the summer of LeBron that has been the most, and I mean the most melodramatic LeBron summer, which is saying something,
yeah.
And I say that as a LeBron stan, LeBron is now teasing the decision part deux. Actually, I think it's Decision 2.0, which feels a little fussy for me. But Decision Part 2, does this mean we're going to get the retirement announcement tomorrow for LeBron?
Okay, so I'm the bet right now is no.
Okay.
The easy bet right now is that he is, Jax told me in between the break, it might be more the idea that he is promoting Amazon and some of the Amazon basketball games. And so they're hyping this up as some sort of big LeBron announcement, and it's going to be a little bit of a, three-card Monty. He's playing three-card Monty with our feelings right now, and so I'm not expecting any sort of big retirement announcement tomorrow. I'm expecting Amazon on Prime Day, a big Amazon NBA package to be released.
Well, then what I will say is I am expecting him to retire and announce his retirement, like okay. A retirement plan.
Oh, so you're in on it. Okay.
Yeah. And if he does, it's Amazon basketball, then I will go after him. I'm just going to set that terms.
Are you going to go after him?
Yes. 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 Decision.
I mean, look this way, and then here's another thing happening over here.
The decision was the biggest piece of crap thing that LeBron then spent 10 years trying to undo. So to monetize that for Amazon, Jeff Bezos don't need you. All right? Don't need that. So this should be about retirement because year 23 should be it. Because it's just too perfect, right? You're 23, LeBron's 23,
nice. Yeah. Plus
all
he's
that.
Golfing a lot now. Like, I mean, he's got other hobbies.
Once you golf and you're a basketball player, it's time to hit the bricks anyways.
Really?
But I'm expecting retirement because if you prop this up as a big thing and then it's just another dumb marketing ploy, yes, I will be very annoyed. I will have to go after LeBron
for it. I think you're going
to
be annoyed.
Oh, no, I'm ready for it. I am emotionally prepared for it.
I'm excited. I'm excited to hear you just go
off. Do you
win
either way?
Yeah, basically. I mean, either we have a LeBron show tomorrow.
That's true.
And that'll be fun just talking about LeBron, and we can have all the great LeBron guests throughout the years, and it'll be as if he died almost. And we'll just have a great LeBron day just commemorating.
Don't love that.
Well, I mean, it's like a...
Maybe more of a living wake situation.
Funeral. Okay. Living funeral, yeah. Like in the Nick Cage movie, The Weatherman.
Oh.
They do the living funeral. I like that movie. Nick Cage plays a straight man in it instead of like the
whatever
Nick Cage has done in recent years.
Yeah, no, no, no.
And I loved it. And this is the Adam Sandler thing. I like serious Nick Cage the way I like serious Adam Sandler. And the other parts of it, I just don't jive with the same way.
I need nouveau shamanic Nick Cage. I need it turned up to 11 or I'm out.
That's what every movie's been from him for like 7 years now.
I think. Like 30 years now.
I think he just came out with a new movie we saw over the past couple days. I didn't watch it, but I saw like it advertised.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, that's not my Nick Cage.
Mm. We got different Nick Cages.
We do. Yeah. Yeah, we definitely do. All right. So obviously we all know how to say Emeka Ogbuka's name.
Jump the shark. That was going to be my first story, if not for LeBron thing.
Well, I apologize then. But Gronk didn't watch any Ohio State football last year, I guess. This is him on Fox over the weekend.
Baker Mayfield also did it without his number one wide receiver, Mike Evans. And you got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Ogbuka, going for over 100 yards. Emeka Ogbuka. I'm getting confused.
Big Boo. You think he did this intentionally, or is this like a Giannis Antetokounmpo thing where for a while people just didn't know how to say it, so they said it wrong?
Well, he also almost butchered Baker Mayfield's name in that. He kind of slurred Baker Mayfield's name in that. So yes. No, I think Gronk is just a dum-dum.
Well, and so he's always played into being the dum-dum. That's his, it's almost a character at this point, even though
did he play into it or is he just dumb?
So people around Gronk will tell you that it is definitely played up as a bit. Like it is way more of a bit.
Like
than
he's
it
a
is.
Rhodes Scholar when he's off air.
But then he does things like this, and you're like, "Well, are you just still playing into the bit? Is that what you're doing here, or are you actually just actual dum dum?"
Can I just get
a big boob?
Big big boob. What an idiot! I'm sorry. That is just. Can I get one more time?
Emeka and big boob.
I think he butchered the easiest part of that too, which is Emeka. We've had Emeka Okafor. He was so
focused on Abuka that he blew the first name and then got to a big boo. I got in a big boo.
I love it so much. What relatively? Because I don't think Emeka Okafor is a hard name to say. If you've said it once, you can say it again.
I think so. Yeah.
Is there a relatively easy name that gives you in sports? It gives you. It just breaks your ankles.
Yeah, there's you have to give me a few minutes because there's if you
we'll
have one on the top of
it.
Your head, I'd love to hear it. But there's always anything with an L always bothers me in a weird way. There's got to be a bunch of names that have given me a hard time.
Mine is not necessarily like an Emeka Abuka because I'm a little bit of a
What's that? Jadeveon Clowney. When he was in college in South Carolina, for some reason, because I heard one broadcaster say it, I kept saying Jadeveon.
Yep.
And I thought his name was Jadeveon, and I kept saying it that way because of one broadcaster. And then I was like, and so I have to, every time I say Jadeveon Clowney, I have to actually sound it out in my head, Jadeveon.
I think, because you said it right again, I lost how I also used to mispronounce it. I used to swap Russell Wilson and Russell Westbrook like you would not believe.
I got another one for you.
What's that?
And you will know this one because I got you to trip up on it after saying it so wrong so many times. Dabo, 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 yeah. Anything in between.
Yep.
Chuba Hubbard, Chuba. I always mess that one up.
I tried, Meredith called him Chuba Hubbard, she called him Chuba Hubbard 17 times on Friday. And finally I was like, Meredith, it's Chuba. And she's like, but I want to call him Chuba. I'm like, me too. As a chubby man, I want to call him Chuba, but it's Chuba.
After doing updates for so many years, there's nothing worse than knowing how to say the name, getting it wrong, and then having to go do those updates and try to get it right after you've gotten it wrong. It's terrifying.
I just feel like a hypocrite because I was the worst 2020 guy in the history of the station. So I feel like the worst person to be like, actually, it's Chuba Hubbard. Thank you very much. I could barely talk and chew gum at the same time. Mac Jones led the 49ers to victory on Thursday Night Football, but his day started with seeing a dead body floating in Marina Del Rey off his hotel balcony. Authorities were called as the team was loading up to go to SoFi Stadium. They were pulling the body out of the lake. And, of course, this is where the team was staying ahead of the Rams game. Could you go to work after seeing a dead body?
Yeah, I think I'm expected to.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Like if I passed a dead body coming here to the Halley building and then I called the appropriate authorities, I said, listen, I saw this dead body. And then if I called Keith and was like, hey, Keith, I think I'm going to need the show off, laughed out of the building. I think he would laugh me out of the building if I tried to do that.
Okay, if I tried to do that and he laughed me out of the building, it would be coming up on air. But
I think he'd be like,
I actually have done this.
Get to work.
I actually have done this.
You've seen it? Well, when did you even see a dead body?
So I think it was like on a night I was driving out and I saw under the underpass over here, I saw a body laying in a weird way. Didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
Came back the next day. The body was in the exact same spot.
Okay.
And then I actually, because I was stuck at the light, I actually got a look at it and it was just clear that was not an alive person.
Because you were stuck
and
at
so
the light.
I called the authorities. And then they called me back and they were like, looks like he's been gone for a couple of days. No one else called. And I was like, well, that feels worse. I didn't need that part of it. That one felt even lonelier. But then I came to work and we didn't talk about it on air. And I just kind of thought about it in between breaks. All
which
show long.
Is the appropriate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Response to that.
I couldn't bash you if you did it, though. If it traumatized you, I couldn't. I'm just dead inside.
No. Well, so that's the other side of this. So if Mac Jones had stunk up the joint, he couldn't go to the press conference afterwards and be like, hey, I saw the dead body. But I would have understood it. I would have understood it if he was like, it impacted me and my job. Like
Instead of seeing ghosts, I saw dead bodies.
Listen,
Sixth Sense passed.
I said I can't take the day off, but it does. I include the idea that I could show up to work and just be awful that day because I'm thinking about the dead body the entire time.
Omaha!
All right, ex-quarterback Mark Sanchez now facing a felony charge. They've upped it to a felony charge for this altercation in Indianapolis. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears announced the upgraded charge this morning, saying he's facing a level 5 felony charge of battery, quote, involving serious bodily injury. Punishment can range from 1 to 6 years in prison. So people are worried about whether or not he loses job over this whole... He might be in prison over this whole... For those that don't have any backstory or anything over the weekend on this, Mark Sanchez in Indianapolis to call a Colts game. And he, according to all the reports, allegedly had attacked this driver.
It was like 70.
69, yeah. 69-year-old driver. Yeah, which... Not great. And then the driver stabbed him. And now we have... Have you seen the video of him walking through Indianapolis with like this... He's like being stabbed?
No.
He's like already been stabbed at that point?
The story bummed me out so much. Weekend. I tried to just keep it to the basics on the deets there. Because it just... There was nothing about that made me feel good about humanity or Mark Sanchez. What I will say is... You better have... Like, the whole I don't remember thing, that's not going to last on the stand. That's not going to work out if I do not... You know me. I have my buddy Jeremy's dad has taught me the value of I do not recall in my marriage. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful thing. I will occasionally use it.
I used that over the past couple of weeks. I used it like twice.
It is Teflon.
It didn't work.
Hey, no, how? I got to know the situation.
I was laughing as I said it. I don't remember this, but I remember I laughed as I said it. And then I instantly fessed up to our conversation on the air. And then I tried to use it. After that, and that we just laughed again.
Vanessa got into her car and noticed seven Starbucks things, and she's like, "When did this happen?" I was like, "I do not recall." She's like, "We just cleaned it out." I was like, "I don't recall that either." And she is not hip to it, but that doesn't work on a stand. It only works in marriage. It does not work as a legal precedent.
He's going to court tomorrow, so we'll see what happens.
With the stabbing too. I'm going to let it heal up.
Well, I mean.
And you can't, by the way.
Part of it.
I shouldn't say that I kept it just
more,
to the basic
more embarrassing
deets.
Than the butt fumble?
Yeah, I would say so.
Like, because there is a part of Mark Sanchez.
This is a life fumble.
When this is all said and done, there is a part of him. He's not going to enjoy that people have something else to think about that isn't the butt fumble, but he'll probably still enjoy the fact that like, when people think about Mark Sanchez, they don't go to butt fumble.
All right.
You'll just think drunken Indianapolis where you got in a fight with a 69-year-old and ended up in prison. That's not great.
I think
but the butt fumble really wasn't great either, guys.
I think you bullied a 69-year-old and then got stabbed. I don't think it's, you ended up in prison. How did that happen again? I don't recall. No. We know all the details, I will say. I did watch one clip from the DA in Indy.
Yeah.
If this dude's name was Tim Jones, he's not facing a felony. That guy saw Mark Sanchez and was like, I think this is a felony.
Oh, we're going to make an example out of
this. This is a clear case of, this is a dude who doesn't live here. Big name. This is, I want to make a career out of this 100%.
Think about it. For like 4 hours,
big
though,
Busby vibes.
For 4 hours, the whole internet had trashed India as some sort of unsafe city. And like that chief's city basically just got taken to the cleaners because of Mark Sanchez. So I get why he'd be a little mad about the horror.
And by the way, tell me you've never been to Indianapolis without telling me you've never been to Indianapolis. I've been there just a couple times for the combine.
Its nickname is Naptown.
I have never come close to getting stabbed. All right?
Have you ever come close to getting stabbed anywhere?
I'll have to think about that one.
Okay, get back to me.
I do talk a lot. I'm a talker.
Yeah, get back to me.
216-474.
Give me a note for me, by the way, on the ever getting close to getting stabbed.
Oh, we can just instant recall. I haven't almost gotten stabbed.
Yeah, I think I'd remember that one, yeah.
Oh, maybe you should have been a priest.
One might stand out in my life events.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.